pizza, pizza, pizza. Are you ready to podcast?
Woo.
We got one fan in the audience today. We're following COVID regulations.
We got no one here. This is sad.
Yeah, I know. No one to not listen to us.
It's weird. We usually have upwards of like 1,300 people just like watching
crowded,
us talk.
Crowded, packed.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just
watching
like,
us
oh,
eat pizza. Screaming our names.
Can you imagine,
painting
though?
Painting our names across their chest kind of thing. You know.
Multiple, like, groups of people.
Yep. Big time.
There, some people do have podcasts where, like, live, there's, like, 1,300 people there.
People have podcasts that, like,
are successful.
Fans listen to. Isn't that crazy? I mean, like, it is crazy when you think about it. Like, I listened to one podcast.
Ooh.
Hardcore History.
Cheating on us.
And he does, like, five-hour podcasts. And people listen to that. Isn't that insane?
That would take me ages to get through. Should we do a 5-hour long podcast?
Oh, we're going to.
I'm down.
We're going to compete against him.
We just eat pizza real slow. Just get real
tired. It's gotten a little cold. I'm a little surprised by this. We're entering hour three.
I don't really like how keeping it out, it's gotten colder. So
yeah, I'm gonna lower my rating real quick.
Speaking of cold pizza, not today.
Not today.
This is piping hot. Welcome to Lou Malnati's.
Woo!
Come on down, Lou.
Yeah.
Pretend to be the pizza.
I'm the pizza.
Hi, how's it going today?
Well.
Cool. We're going to eat you if that's all right.
Okay.
All right, let's dig in. Stab.
Okay.
All right, let's take a couple little tastes first, and then we'll come back in. We can talk about the pizza.
So, should we tell them like what type of pizza we have? Because I'm looking at it.
Oh.
And people don't know
what's wrong with this.
Yeah, people don't understand what's happening.
It's something about the x-axis? Is that right?
Y-axis.
The y-axis.
No, yeah, something's looking a little off.
It's like they pressed extrude in Autodesk Fusion 360.
That is a great reference, and if anyone gets it, props to them. Yeah, it's pretty crazy because that is not a thin crust pizza.
It's kind of like
that's
what
not
would you say
thin
it's
crust. It's medium.
Deep. It's a little deep.
A little deep.
Why don't you dish on that?
Well, now that I think about it, this is a deep dish podcast. And thank
oh my goodness, John.
God, we're finally eating some deep dish pizza around here.
Hey, oh, deep dish alert.
Do you want to explain to the fans like why we chose this pizza?
I was just really feeling thin today, so I was like, let's get a big fat pizza.
Good Lord.
No, we're gonna remember when we did way back when we were so young and naive.
Those were better times.
They were. Should we just stop?
Let's just cue up that podcast
and cut it in right here. We started the series off with the Battle of the Big Three, and we wanted to do like the chain pizzas. So now I think we're gonna try to extrapolate that into some other types of pizzas. And today we're doing the deep dish, the Big Three, I believe, in the country, mostly the Chicagoland area.
Someone say the world.
The world.
World. World.
What pizzas are we gonna do in this little battle?
So we got Lou Malnati's here on the table right now.
More like ooh Malnati's.
Some may say that, and I don't know if I've ever had it.
Really?
I'm not sure. So I get my deep dish confused, and then we're gonna do Gino's East for sure.
Gino's East, and then we're gonna finish it off with
I think Giordano's.
Giordano's. Yes.
I feel like if you're having deep dish, it's one of those three.
I only get Lou's. I've never had the other ones actually, so it'll be an interesting experience.
Yeah, I feel like Gino's East is one I usually do.
This is my first time. I'm kind of nervous.
Yeah, like, I'm pretty excited for this big three. Do you have, like, up front, who do you think the winner is going to be?
Lou Malnati's, just because it's the only one I've eaten.
Fair enough. I'm going to go Giordano's because it's one I haven't eaten.
Go with the underdogs.
Yeah, no, it was kind of interesting. It was, like, Lou Malnati's, like, when we went up there, there was, like, no, like, store. It was just, like, a...
Yeah, it was just, like, the kitchen.
Yeah, you say, like, hey, like, we're here for pickup.
Hey, pizza?
Like,
pizza? And they're like,
no. Yeah, it's just like exactly how that went down. I don't know. I just thought it was kind of interesting. It was like a super small store.
Yeah. Like tiny. Like yeah. so small. Embarrassing.
Yeah.
You're short.
Got him.
It's kind of a cool business model.
It's not bad.
Speaking of, should we eat?
Let's eat. Pretty hungry over there, or should I keep talking?
I'm so hungry, John.
Soliloquy time. Let me talk
okay.
to the crowd.
All right. An aside let's eat. To the audience. I don't know if you folks heard that at home. John just said, that's pizza right there. And you know what? You've never said a more true statement in your life. It can't be more true because it is completely factual.
Fact check it. Intern, where are you at?
Fact check the statement. Is this actually pizza? Right in today.
So what do you feel about this pizza so far?
Oh my God. It's like, it's everything I always knew I needed and mm-hmm. want mm-hmm. and will need and have needed.
It's all that.
You know, it's like
wrapped up into one pizza.
It is the universe.
That's it.
This pizza is time itself.
If I didn't understand anything about string theory, that makes sense.
there's something about deep dish cheese that
it's
is
so
just like,
thick.
What is it? I swear it's like they get a wheel of cheese mm-hmm. and then just slice it down the middle at a thick and they just go and put it on there and then just shoot the sauce on it.
I wouldn't be surprised if that's actually how it goes. And I'm not complaining. It's so good.
Why don't
it's
they do this so for other good. Pizzas? Like Jack's, where are you at?
Okay.
I know you're listening.
Jack's? I mean, what about DiGiorno? Like, if we're going down like bad pizzas out here. Like
Papa John's, what are you doing?
I can't wait for a redemption episode with Papa John's. I want to see if it's as bad or if we get unlucky.
We should just every so often do a redemption of Papa John's and see if it gets better or worse.
That'd be funny.
Stockholm
be funny.
Syndrome after a while.
I still think we should get like merchandise, like a Papa John's sweatshirt to wear.
Ooh, that'd be cute.
Be fun. I think this pizza is amazing so far.
What do you think about the crust?
It's like the cornbread crust, right?
Cornmeal. Gingerbread.
Cornmeal?
Gingerbread crust. Sugar cookie dough.
Okay, cornmeal crust. I used to not like cornmeal crusts, but now it's like I'm a big fan.
It's just so flaky and tender and delicious.
It's also like,
me when my friends ask me to hang out.
It's like firm enough too. Like it doesn't like just fall apart.
Yeah, that was one thing when we opened the box. We were like, oh my God, that's good. And then we lifted it off and it came away from itself perfectly. And then you held it up. It was not floppy. It was like a diving board of cheese. And I could have just jumped right on that. Mm-mm.
For my first bite, like I tried to like fork it into my mouth and it was so thick. I didn't have my mouth open wide enough. That's a good sign of how thick this deep dish is. Big fan of it.
You kind of got to unhinge your jaw like a snake a little bit.
Like a snake.
Or like lemon grab in that one Adventure Time episode. Where, what, the mystery dungeon?
God, it's such a good episode.
And
there's
something about eating
just
and he just goes.
That.
We should watch that tonight. That'd be so fun.
Yeah, we should.
We keep talking about that we want to do a recap of an Adventure Time episode for one episode of this podcast. Just randomly become a recap show.
It'd be so cool. It'd be so cool.
I'd be into it. But today we are not talking about TV. We are talking about literature.
Books. What's that?
Didn't you like that? Was a pretty good transition, I feel like.
That wasn't bad.
That
not
just
bad at all.
Right off the top of my head. I didn't even mean for that to happen. Or did I? The intern scurries away with my script. And it just reads, coerce John into talking about TV.
So what do you want to talk about? Books. What are you reading these days?
Oh, well, I would love to talk about the fact that books have only brought terror into my life and bad luck. You know that? So I hate books.
There we go.
I hate books.
You're a book burner, aren't you?
I'm a book burner, baby. Let's ban all the books. Just because I can't read.
Isn't it weird that some books are banned from, like, English class? Like, I think To Kill a Mockingbird is starting to be, like, banned because there's some, like, inappropriate conduct or something. I remember
it's about, like, racism in America and a lot of stuff. And people are like, I'm uncomfortable with that. And it's like, why are you uncomfortable with that? Maybe just don't do it. It's pretty easy.
It's good advice. What about, like, Catching the Rye is for sure banned in some, and that's because they dropped the F-bomb a couple times.
Good for them.
But, I mean, it's like high school at that point, I feel like.
Yeah, I was saying the F word not in high school. I was afraid to swear in high school.
Good, you should be.
I thought the Lord was out to get me.
Still is.
And I said, oh, shit, Jesus. Here he comes. No, I've been reading. I read a lot more fiction than you, right? Because nonfiction is truth and fiction is, it's so stupid. Why can't, just say
two different words.
Real and fake book, not fiction and nonfiction. How pretentious do you have to be? Good Lord. I tried to read that Obama book and I was like, there's no way this is real.
Thank you.
It's nonfiction.
Thank you. Yeah, you probably read some more fiction than me. But,
and more books that I enjoy.
Well, that's for sure. You definitely read books you enjoy, which is different than I do. I actually really don't like nonfiction, though, I've realized.
It's awful.
It's really...
Real life sucks. Why do you want to read about it?
It's so slow, nonfiction. Like, I mean, it can be interesting that like you want to expand like your knowledge on maybe a subject, but it's not like it's a page-turner ever. Ever. So, like, yeah, no, fiction's where it's at. And, yeah, I just got out of that Obama book, and that took me, like, a full 2 months, maybe longer even, which is a shame. But, I mean, they started talking about, like, the Israeli-Palestinian issue, and I was like, oh.
You're like, just like, yes,
500,
more.
550 pages in, and we get into that. It's like,
I'm glad I got to this point in the book.
I don't know enough about this to have any of this, like, retain, any, like, information to retain.
It's just, like, that's upsetting because books should take a couple days to read. You know, like, ideally, a good book would be, like, a week.
Okay. Like,
you know?
Yeah, a week to 2 weeks,
like,
for me.
200 to 300 pages, and you're just like, ooh, I want to read this.
Yeah, I never felt that with my last book. Not once.
Mm-mm. So, Obama, if you're listening...
Who's that?
Who? Do you have, like, a favorite genre? And then we could do least favorite genre. Because right now, I have a least favorite genre in mind, but we gotta start off on a positive note.
Yeah, so... For the longest time, I don't know. I mean, I really like mystery, but I've realized what I really am, like, biggest genre is, like, world-building fantasy. Like, because Harry Potter, Lord of the Rings, like, Gregor the Overlander back in the day. Like,
the best book.
So good. So, like, I mean, that's what I get drawn into, like, those series where it's all-encompassing. You just get lost in them. I think those are amazing. So that's my favorite genre. How about you?
So, Gregor the Overlander was the first and only book I've ever read in a day.
Really?
The first one, yeah. I was really proud of it.
It's such a good book. It's a big book.
Yeah. I was, like, enthralled. And I'm surprised they have not made that a movie.
Yeah, but would he go, like, with realistic animation, or would he go with, like, cartoony? Because it's, like, main characters are, like, rats, and, like, it's, like...
I think it should be, like, a cartoon. Like, Into the Spider-Verse or something. Like, bring back 2D animation or something silly.
Yeah, like, I think it would be... a mistake to go, like, King Kong type animation.
Or, like, The Lion King 3D or whatever.
That was a mistake.
Yeah. But I'm surprised because it's the same lady who wrote The Hunger Games. So
really?
how do you not get that clout and then be like, oh, yeah, you got another great series, so let's just, like, make movies.
Yeah. Wait, it's really the same author
as
The Hunger Games? Wow.
Suzanne Collins, yeah.
Wow. That's amazing that neither of those, like, worlds existed outside of her mind at first.
Yeah.
Like, she created them.
At least I'm safe inside my mind.
Nice one. Good one. It's just weird to think about, like, without her, like, writing down The Hunger Games, like, no one would know about it. It's just, like, it's wild. It's how creative someone has to be to, like, think of, like, those, like, such varying worlds.
Real quick aside.
You swallowing, like, a nail over there? What's going
on? I'm swallowing this crust, and it hurts because I'm not chewing enough, and I'm crying right now. But it tastes so good. There is some controversy because supposedly The Hunger Games was very inspired by some, like, Japanese book or TV show or movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't remember what it is, but it's like, but it's Battle Royale, so I don't know. It's not original, you know?
It doesn't bother me when that stuff happens. I've heard the same thing about, I think Star Wars based off Dune, or like The Matrix is based off something. It's like, if it's really good, like The Hunger Games ended up being really good, like, props to it. You know, it's not like saying, like, the other one's bad. It's just...
Or like Paranormal Activity being based on true events.
Nice one.
So going back to the books, because we're talking about books, Ryan, bad. So my favorite genres, probably like thriller, mystery thriller. It's just so fun. I love, because it's not like a TV show where I can actually get spooked. It's more like I have to spook myself, and I can really do that. Like, I have no trouble scaring myself to the max, but it's just a little harder, you know? I got to work for it.
It's interesting when you can, like, have a book that actually spooks you, and then, but you can't put it down at the same time because you have to know what's going to happen.
I've never read, like, a super scary book, like It or, like, a Stephen King. I've never read any of his. Okay. Have you?
No. I remember the scariest book I read.
The Bible.
Thank you. I remember Harry Potter number 6 back in the day really spooking me.
Yes.
Because of the...
Like the Dementors?
No, when they're on the lake and they're trying to get the Horcrux, the ring.
Oh my god!
The locket and all those zombies basically come out. Yeah, that really super creepy. Me. And then I don't know. I've definitely read a
very hungry caterpillar. You're like, is he gonna die?
But I don't read too many thrillers, I'd say.
Yeah, you haven't read Gone Girl, right?
No, but
you really should. Well, I know you can't because.
But
we'll talk about what you're reading next, but, like, you should.
Yeah, no, I've heard only good things about that book.
It's, like...
Is the movie good, too? I know we're talking about books.
I haven't seen the movie.
Okay.
Books are better than the movie, so I'm never going to watch a movie in my life.
Well said.
Ever again.
So, is that, like, one of the best thrillers you've read?
Absolutely. Because it's, like, you know, twists can be really cheesy or just come out of nowhere and, like, make no sense. Yeah. I really hate that. Like, when we play our escape card board games and things just happen for no reason. It just really gets at my bones. So, like, that has the best twist in a book I've ever read. And then I read Girl on the Train, I think, because Ada told me to read that.
Hi, Ada. How are you?
That was a page turner. If I've ever read one, I was turning the pages to read it.
But that had a similar feel to it, right? Where, like...
Yeah, once she's done reading Gone Girl, I want to, like, talk to her about it because it had another twist that I didn't see coming, but I was like, yeah, that makes sense, and I love this. And I was like, oh, my God, is this going to become Gone Girl? And then it wasn't, and I was like, okay.
Okay.
All right. All right. I'm here. But I enjoyed that.
Those two books are, like, you always hear about those as, like, thrillers. Like,
yeah.
Very popular books for people to read.
Very, like, mom at a book club.
Yeah. I want to be in a book club so badly.
You wish.
I know. I do wish.
But you can't. You literally can't.
I think I
can. You would have to...
plan it well.
You need to talk to the folks at home about the way you read books. And then they'll understand why you could never be in a book club. But we could talk about that after this break. Coming to you by our sponsors...
That's it.
Paper mache parakeet heads. Get yours today. Only $700. Tweet, tweet.
It's a steal.
Our sponsors over at Old Mugs from Goodwill. Get your mugs. They're old. At Goodwill. Your local Goodwill store. Between the hours of when they're open. And our final sponsor, Watered Down Beer. Enjoy the taste of a river. But it tastes a little bit like pee. Watered down beer. All right. Hey, John.
Hey, what?
Can you give me like one of those like incoming telegram, like beep, 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 you know, from like an old school movie?
Beep, 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 beep. Beep, 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 beep.
What's that? An incoming telegram? Answer it, John. Who's it from? It's from my brother. This is called Andrew's Additional Toppings. And this is a theme song for Andrew's Additional Toppings. There's extra toppings.
I like that.
There we go. Today, my brother gifted us with two fun facts.
He's just the best, isn't he?
He's so fun. Oh, my God. We love our producer. Shout out to our producer. You are not getting paid this week. Just going to let you know right away.
Get ahead of that one.
Get ahead. So he's not just like, where's my money? It's like, it's not coming. We thought we'd hit you with some fun facts and then get back into John's neurotic way of reading books. So So the first one he offered me up, can you guess what it is? Just give me a wild guess. What if you guess it?
Maybe it's something about like the first time they made a deep dish pizza or something.
You were close.
Okay.
It's about a first time.
Okay.
In 1971, when Lou, which is crazy, that's his actual name.
That's insane.
Like his name, last name is probably Malnati's.
Probably.
When Lou and his wife Jean opened their first pizzeria in Lincolnwood, Illinois, a car crashed through the dining room area at peak evening hours. Jean said it made for an exciting opening event. Luckily, no pizza was harmed, I think. Hopefully people were harmed.
Human casualties were off the charts, and it was exciting for the owner.
They made local news. Tens of people dead from pizza. That'd be crazy. Can you imagine? You're like, you're so nervous about like opening on your first day, and you're like, I don't know if it's going to go well.
A car drives through your place.
Yeah.
Oh, looks like it's not going
to
go well.
And then secretly go to the back, and you're like, yes, it's all working. The marketing ploys, the PR. That I can't imagine that happen. That'd be embarrassing. Can you imagine how embarrassing it would be to drive into a store?
It'd be tough.
I feel like
I remember in high school there were two people who were drag racing, and one of them ended up in someone's living room in their car. Like they drove into someone through their front yard.
And you're just like, what? You look at them and you're like, hey, can you change the channel? I don't want to watch commercials. Can you skip through this? Is this DVR'd?
Yeah, like, what do you even do after you, like, go, you drive into, like, a building or a house? It's like, oh, okay, that's it. That's game over. You know, like,
You roll your window down, and you're like, hi, can I get a number two? A Sprite. Yeah, a Sprite right there. Oh, no, you only have Coke products? All right, the second fun fact that we have from my brother is Lou Malnati's most popular pizza called the Lou, which now that I read it again, I don't know if that's really what you should call your pizza.
Fair enough.
Contains over, guess how many calories this contains? We turn this into Jeopardy now.
Why do we want to know the calories as we're eating?
Not this pizza. The other one.
But I can extrapolate from the other one to find out how many calories I'm consuming. I don't know, 3,000.
Okay, close. Contains over, so you, it could be true. It contains over 2,100 calories. So technically 3,000 is over 2,100.
There's probably like 6,000 is lowball it by saying over 2,100.
It's over 10 calories. So that's enough calories to feed 8 15-pound dogs for one day.
Wow. I like that conversion. That's what the people want
to
know.
That's what my brother put that conversion down. He had to have searched for that.
Yeah. Calories to
dogs.
Yeah.
In human years over the lifespan of a parakeet.
It's interesting. That's a good fact. I like that.
I never like learning how many calories are in food.
No.
Because you already know.
Yeah, it's not going to be good.
No.
Like, you know, you're not at an Applebee's to calorie count.
Getting drunk on $5 margaritas.
Like,
yet.
If you're going there and you're thinking, like, man, I want to, like, watch, like, what I eat, like,
then you get the grilled chicken Caesar salad.
Just leave. That's my
with
advice.
The ranch on the side because it's loaded with calories.
Thank you.
And let me tell you, they drench that.
People have really turned against, like, salad dressings. Like, I feel like it's, like, people, like, really frown upon, like, oh, my God, so many calories.
It's counterintuitive to what a salad is as a being.
Yeah, because it tastes good.
Light and healthy,
yeah,
but
that
nasty.
Too. That too.
All right, let's give some intel to the folks at home on what book you are going to read next, because I'm sure they're very excited. I'm excited.
Yeah.
But then also, why?
Okay. It's a good question. So what I have started, I've gotten the ball rolling on the good old Book of Mormon.
Oh, you did start already?
Well, sorta.
You opened it.
So I have tabs on my computer open to research it. It's a funny thing about like religious text is when you read it, you really don't understand it at all. So I feel like I need to have
some people think they do.
I feel like you need to have like some understanding of what you're gonna read. It's like if you were to read Shakespeare or something. So yeah, I've started to research the first chapters of the Book of Mormon as I open up the script.
Yeah, that's a lot more than I would ever do, so just props to you.
I don't know if props should be given for this, but I can't wait to be able to like share what I've learned on this podcast to the people.
I keep telling John that he's going to convert to Mormonism
on
this podcast because every episode we need to do like a like a Mormon minute.
Ooh.
There we go.
I don't hate that.
Everyone's going to love that.
People get excited. Yeah, no, it's tough because, like, you know, 2 books ago I was reading that Charles Dickens one, and that was a pretty bad book. And then
stinker after stinker.
Yeah, and then the Promised Land, which is another big one now, Book of Mormon, which is just, like, the pages tire me out. Like, just feeling them, the texture. It's like, this is so thin, and the words are so small.
Do you ever do the thing where you
just rip it out?
No, you flip through with your finger like really fast, and if it smells bad, it's a bad book.
That's pretty funny. I like that.
Have you ever heard that?
No, that's good though. So yeah, the Book of Mormon. I'm starting it, and it should be interesting. I hope. I'm hoping for something. I do want to say, like, I don't think I'd recommend like how I choose books, but
you're what?
Yeah, I mean. I'm a believer in, like, leaving life up to fate a little bit. So I randomize what books I read off the shelf I have. And it's just unfortunate, but with a die roll.
I thought you'd do something with Kevin.
Yeah, well.
Or did you stop doing that?
No, it's with Kevin. So he picks out 5 books for me, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Numbered 1 through 5, and I pick out number 6. And then I roll it, and so 83% of the time I'm reading a book that my brother wants me to read.
Which, if you've knew anything about Kevin from listening to his one episode, can't be good.
No, because I'm stuck with all these bad books. And then I do the same for him, so I guess it's fair in that way. But, yeah, so I never get to choose a book I want to read. Like, you know, you talk about Gone Girl. I'm like, man, I want to read that someday.
What's the book that you chose this time for yourself?
The Book of Mormon. No, God, no. I don't even remember. It was so long ago. I've been stuck in these big books. It just slows me down so much. So, yeah, that's how it goes. And so I don't think I'll ever choose a book in my life again. It's kind of a sad life, but it's my life.
So when do you start at the beginning of the year? And then you like, or when do you pick the cycle of books?
Yeah, so it's always, I always know what book is next. Okay. And so as I finish a book, I roll for like 2 books down the road type thing.
And then when you're done, you start a new list with him?
Yeah. And so if I've been reading bad books, I get annoyed and I make sure Kevin reads bad books. And then when he reads bad books, it's a negative cycle.
That's just a cycle of violence that you're perpetuating.
That's how family relationships go.
There we go. Preach, baby. That's what the Book of Mormon tells you.
You should try this with Andrew. Andrew, are you listening?
I don't think he reads books.
I'll send him a copy of the book.
I did get him a book for Christmas, though.
Ooh.
It's
Book of Mormon.
Every single car, I think every single American car created with some like 3 years in the 1970s, and it's just a manual of every single thing about each car.
Whoa.
And all of the parts.
Whoa.
And he loves cars, so, and he's an engineer, so I think he likes it. I don't know if he's read it, but it might just be cool to have.
Yeah, it's one of those things. It's funny how books can be that way. Where it's like, of course I'm not going to read this front to back, but it's still cool to have. I made Kevin read one of those that you're not supposed to read front to back. It was like a 600.
Oh, like one where you just like flip through to like kind of be like, ooh, this is an interesting fact.
Yeah, but he had to read it, so.
Wow.
You're welcome.
You're welcome, Kevin, because he's not listening.
Yeah, we're.
Let's say something mean about Kevin. You're stink.
Nice one. Got him. Yeah, no. Yeah. That manual book, that'd be a tough read, like front to back. That'd be tough. That's, do you ever book, like, put a book down after you started?
Yes.
Like, if you don't, see, I can't do that.
You have to learn to stop when you're ahead. Your happiness needs to be prioritized over your need to finish something.
What's that?
It's called sunk cost. We'll learn about that in next episode's podcast, Economics.
Ooh, I like that.
All right, I think we've come to the end of the podcast. It seems like the gnomes are saying yes. Yes. Okay, so we are done, and we want to rate this pizza. Crazy as it sounds, I think it'd be kind of interesting if we started like rating the crust, like the cheese, maybe the sauce or something like that?
Yeah, maybe.
Is there anything else we could?
How about like how they all fit together?
Ooh, like an overall. Okay, but what about like everything besides like the pizza, you know, like the experience? Interesting. Food for thought. Look at us. All right. I'm so sorry. All right. So, John, do you want to start the lovely folks at home with cheese or crust?
I would love to start with cheese.
Cheese?
And okay. Luminati's, like, deep dish, the cheese on it is just amazing. It really is. It's so good. It's what we were talking about right away. I'm looking at our past ratings for things. Man.
Don't dwell on the past, John.
Yeah. I think it's really, really good cheese. I'm giving it a 9. That's what's happening right here. Someone's got to stop me.
Nope, that's what I was going to say. Because I was like,
nine
is
for
it
you too?
10? But, you know, you can't... I don't think we've have, like, the authority yet to give a 10. You know, maybe after a year of eating pizza. And really critically judging them.
After 12 redemption cycles for Papa John's, then we'll understand.
After a fully fledged professional career and retiring from pizza commentary, can we give a 10?
Like
we look
that.
Back on our unsuccessful lives and say that was pizza
getting
hot.
A little sadder all of a sudden.
Pizza hot.
A sadder tone to this.
Grandpa, shut up. Yeah, I'm going to go 9-2. So, okay. Sauce.
Sauce for you.
Sauce?
Sauce.
Sauce. Mm. I don't. Okay. I'm going to be honest. I don't like their sauce as much as others because they just cut a tomato in half and they plop it on there and they say, right? And you're like,
right.
No. You mush it. And then you like smash it with a fork. So I end up picking off a lot of tomatoes. So I'm going to give it like a 7 because it's really delicious, but it would be like an 8 or a 9, but it's half tomatoes. And I'm like, no.
Yeah. See, I'm like really torn on this is, so the flavor is amazing.
Absolutely.
The flavor is a 9 for sure. But yeah, it's like so chunky, which is good for a little bit, but I don't know. I could go either way. I'm going to give it an 8, but it's between an 8 and a 9.
So then, what are you going to go with? You can't do decimals.
I'm going to give an 8.
Okay.
But it was on the brink of being a 9.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was right there. And then crust with this cornmeal crust. I like it a lot. It's not my favorite pizza crust, but I think it complements it all well. But I'll give it a 7. It's good. It's really good.
Yeah, I need to talk through mine. If you'll let me.
I'll let you.
Okay, thank you. So it is like bland, which is weird. Like the only seasoned crust we've had is Domino's, I think, which is weird. You know, just put a little, maybe the garlic salt or a little butter on your crust. But I love how firm it is and then crispy. But then I also hate how much it attacks me and scratches my throat and makes me cry. So it's like, ugh, I don't know. What do I rate it? What do I rate it? I'm going to rate it.
It's really sharp. I agree. Like, yeah. Every once in a while when I swallow, it's like going down sideways.
You have to macerate it with your molars to make it go down your throat. All right. Yeah. The alliteration police. All right. I'm good for my quota. All right. So I'm going to give it 5. Just because it hurts. It hurts. And no other pizza crust has attacked me. I'm just going to say, Lou, what you do?
Okay.
Lou, what you do?
Yeah, so what about the overall?
Like, oh, for me, the chorus of the pizzas, we like to call it. Oh, my God. Lou Malnati's pizza is just good. It's one of those pizzas that's good hot. Good cold, it's good lukewarm.
Mm-hmm.
I love to get it cold and then put it in the microwave for like 10 to 15 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like barely warm and you're just like, yes. So I'm gonna do 9.
Yeah, it's a 9 for me too. It works well together, like better than like individual components even. Like I think just it's an amazing deep dish pizza. Do they have even thin crust, or is it all deep dish at Luminati's?
Their thin crust will blow your mind. It is
I know
so
we're doing
good.
Next week.
Thin crust Luminati's! So, to finish off, what are you going to give the experience?
It's a 9 for me for this one, too. I was so hungry. It tastes so good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm full after 2 slices, which means there's leftovers.
Mm-mm.
It's all good things over here. How about you?
Yeah, 9. It's really knocking it out of the park because They come out, like, they don't even allow customers in that little store. Like, usually I think you can go in and pay and go to the counter. you literally have to sit in your car and they come right out. You don't have to put the blinkers on. You don't have to call anybody. You don't have to send like a bird in there to hit the window. And then it like splatters your name or something, or throw a brick in there. I don't know what poor people do. But I wait in my car and I tell them to come to me. And they said, what's your name? And I said, you don't know who I am? Me? Ryan. So that was fun. And it was pretty close. They have a lot of locations, which is really nice, especially with those like non-restaurants. Like the only restaurant is like pretty far away, I'd say, from like just anywhere you live.
Yep.
It doesn't exist. So that's why I would give it a 9. I think it's really good. And it tastes good. It looks good. It stays hot. It stays warm. It's deep.
I love everything about it. Like
it's like a dish.
I'm happy that we had it. I really am.
Yeah. What a lovely end to a great podcast episode.
This has been fun, Ryan. We should try it again sometime.
Okay. So listen, we're getting a little too close.
Understood.
I'm feeling very uncomfortable.
Understood.
All right. I hope you enjoyed listening to our episode today of the Battle of the Big Three: Deep Dish, Lou Malnati's. Wah 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 wah. How was that one?
It's something.
Thank you.
It's gonna be hard to beat this.
I know.
It's gonna be hard to beat this.
But I've never had the other ones, so maybe. And you've maybe had the other ones. You don't know.
I've had Gino's East for sure.
Okay.
The other one, I don't know.
You and Gino go way back, yeah?
Way back.
Back to the East Side.
You know.
Yeah. You're like, man, me and Gino.
Bye, guys.
Bye. John, help me. I'm falling off a cliff.
Bye.
John.